Clemency for Frank urged by Atlantans. The Atlanta Constitution. Friday, 21st May 1915. Page 4, Column 5. Basil Stockbridge, former assistant to Solicitor General Dorsey, signs petition. Thousands of Atlanta men, including practically every banker in the city, and Basil Stockbridge, a former aide-de-camp to Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey, have signed their names to petitions pleading for commutation for Leo M. Frank. The circulation of these petitions in the city came to light Thursday at noon, when one was passed among the guests at the regular luncheon of the ad men in the Hotel Ansley. 27 of the 50 present attached signatures. Among them was Basil Stockbridge, a young lawyer, who at times aided the prosecutor of Frank in the various phases of the prosecution's famous fight. There are said to be several hundred petitions in circulation in Atlanta alone, while there are hundreds of others in the state. The number in all parts of the country will probably never be known. Petitions and letters flood Governor Slayton's office with each incoming mail. It is predicted that there will be over a million names submitted to Governor Slayton and the Prison Commission in the appeal for commutation of Frank's sentence to life imprisonment. There are movements in progress all over the nation to prevail upon Georgia executive authorities in Frank's behalf. The Prison Commission hearing has been set for May 31st, and it is possible that the entire week will be occupied by it. 2 days following the first session, Jim Conley, the chief witness against Frank, and the Negro convicted of implication in the murder of Mary Fagan, will get his freedom, having served his year's sentence. He will get 44 days off the 12 months for good behavior. Urge commutation. Charleston W.W. Bay. May 20th. The West Virginia House today passed a joint resolution petitioning the governor of Georgia to commute the sentence of Leo M. Frank to life imprisonment. The measure passed the Senate yesterday.